And we're hearing incredible stories out of Las Vegas of heroism during the massacre there. 53-year-old Mike Magari is being lauded by the White House for laying across young concertgoers to protect them. He spoke with KYW in Philadelphia, where he lives.
I just dove on top of like 14 people, pulled a chair over them or a table, said I'm a lot older than you guys, so tried to lighten up the moment a little bit. And anybody would have done the same thing. Listen, we're all just people. We're trying to help other people, and I don't think I did anything spectacular.
He later elaborated, older than them, meaning that they were younger and should live. We're also learning more about the Arsenal shooting suspect Stephen Paddock brought into his hotel suite. 23 legally purchased guns, more than 10 bags full. Explosives were found in his home. Reporter Brian Mann is in Las Vegas for NPR. Brian, let's start, though, with, you know, the victims, 59 victims we're learning more about, acts of heroism. What are you hearing?
Yeah, this is really wrenching. I mean, you know, we've been hearing about these high school sweethearts, Bobby and Jessica Parks. She died. He survived. She was a kindergarten teacher in Palmdale, California, and her husband also seriously injured. They have two children. You know, this was a family event. You know, Dana Gardner, a mom from San Bernardino, was killed while attending this concert with her. Just a lot of broken lives here right now.
Yeah. And the heroes, a 30-year-old copy machine repairman from California who was shot but still rescued around 30 people.
Yeah, that's right. Jonathan Smith talked to the Washington Post about this, about helping families escape, and he was actually hit in the neck by a bullet. In press conferences, the sheriff's department here has said people helped each other, creating these impromptu medic stations. Sometimes the first responders had to sort of shoo civilians away. And I think it is important, Robin, to remember there was one shooter here. That's horrible. But there were also 22,000 amazing people at this concert, people who helped each other with courage and compassion. It's a big part of the story now.
Yeah. But speaking of the shooter, we heard of his arsenal. He also reportedly had legal bump stock devices. These can convert a single trigger pull gun, you know, fires one shell at a time, to a gun that can automatically fire like a machine gun with one trigger pull, making this perhaps the first mass shooting in U.S. history with an automatic weapon. Now, Las Vegas is a place people go to fire automatic weapons. There's a place, Battlefield Las Vegas, on the Strip. They offer the ultimate adrenaline rush, 4,000 rounds a minute. What are people there saying about these reports of maybe the first automatic weapon attack?
Well, I think people here do think that this has raised the stakes. And, you know, Robin, as I was traveling out here to cover this story, I saw on magazine racks in airports, Gun and Ammo magazine, you know, the gun culture magazines, they all have these military-style weapons now and these bump stock-type devices you talked about that can modify these firearms. You can buy them online. And so I do think there are new questions being asked about this element of gun culture, this part of this hobby that has become so popular. You know, we now have those horrible recorded sounds of what sounds like a war zone in the middle of Las Vegas. And I do think now people are going to say, why is that part of the culture? Why have gun enthusiasts embraced that so passionately?
Yeah, well, one tweet that I noticed, Caleb Keeter, who's the lead guitarist for the Josh Abbott Band, they played before Jason Aldean. They had a hide from the gunfire. He tweeted out, I've been a proponent of the Second Amendment my entire life until the events of last night. I can't express how wrong I was. We actually have members of our crew with legal firearms. They were useless. So that conversation has started there. But just in the minute we have, Brian, what more do we know about explosive materials found on Paddock's car or in his home?
Yeah, there's a lot of investigation still to be done here. But, you know, investigators used a robot to go into his home. They reportedly found an explosive material called tannerite that gun enthusiasts sometimes use to make their shooting targets explode. And they may have also found ammonium nitrate. This is one of the materials used in the Oklahoma City bombing. And one other thing that's intriguing here that we'll be following is they say they found electronic devices, which authorities are still trying to identify. No word yet on what all of that arsenal adds up to.
No. And motive. Any motive?
Yeah, motive is a huge question here. We just don't know. He spent a lot of time and money, a lot of effort and horrible effort preparing for this attack, allegedly, including modifying these weapons. Why? We don't know. And so far, that's the huge missing puzzle piece.
NPR's Brian Mann in Las Vegas. Brian, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.